everybody. Welcome again. My name is Lena. This is Morning Minutes. We study the Bible verse by verse, and we are now making our way through Colossians. I've called the series Focused because we are focusing on Jesus. There is none like him. I hope you know him. Today, we are in episode 9, and we are in Colossians 1, 24 through 26. I've titled today's teaching, How to Keep Perspective in Life. And let me read the verses. Paul is writing to the church at Colossae, and he says this, Now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I am filling up what is lacking in Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, that is the church, of which I became a minister according to the stewardship from God that was given to me for you, to make the word of God fully known, the mystery hidden for ages and generations, but now revealed to his saints. And you ever wonder where I'm going to go with verses? And I tell you, putting together this study was challenging. I have loved it. This is my favorite part of doing a series, is just walking you through and getting you to think practically about big ideas that God has given us. The big idea is that Jesus Christ is at the center of it all. He is preeminent. There is a supremacy to who he is. And now we're going to see how this doctrinal truth of who Christ is impacting our lives. And so as we live through our life, we need to be focused on keeping a proper perspective on life no matter what. And so number one, in order to keep perspective in life, you must always remember the reason for your suffering. Somebody recently on my Facebook put a comment, hey, are you always going to talk about trials and suffering? And I'm going to say, yes, I am. As long as we're alive, we're going to face trials. And as long as we're alive, I'm going to encourage you to keep being strong in faith through your trials. And so in order to keep a proper perspective on life, you must remember why you suffer. Because if you know why, then it doesn't hurt as much. Or you're able to grapple with what God is doing. And instead of accusing God of hurting you or of abandoning you, you can rest in hope that what's happening is according to his agenda for you and for eternity. And so when you know why you're suffering, you will finally be able to fight for great joy and live in joy. And when you know the source, but incidentally, we studied James a year ago, and the whole point of James was you can rejoice in suffering, and here's why. And again, every book in the Bible talks about suffering in one form or fashion, but the strength of the Christian and why it's awesome to be a Christian is that we have power in suffering. And so in this book, we see that Christ is the reason we have power in suffering. So that is perspective, when we can look at our suffering and understand why. When you know the source of your strength in suffering, you will find great stability. Not that I am strong, but that he is strong in me. I'm untouchable. This is amazing. And you want, when you understand the impact of your suffering, you will keep on keeping on. So Paul is in prison. Instead of being discouraged, instead of being under the weather, instead of being sunk in self-pity and wondering whether he's done anything wrong to offend God and why is God treating me this way, instead he understands why he's suffering. He's filling up what is lacking in Christ's affliction for the sake of his body, that is the church. He's suffering to be an example for the church. He is suffering to point to Jesus and his awesomeness in the middle of this disaster so that the church can look at the life of Paul and go, man, if he can make it through this horrible time that he's going through, then we know that what he's fighting for is real, and we know that we are going to also stand strong in the faith. And so you see now how your life becomes an aroma of Christ to those around you, whether they are believers or non-believers. Do you know why you're suffering? Look at your life. It may be in your marriage, it may be at your work, it may be in your finances, and maybe you've made some bad decisions. Okay, I'm not saying that everything we do is perfect, and there are many problems that we've brought on our own selves, but Christ uses those sufferings, and as we submit ourselves in repentance where we need to repent, in obedience where we need to obey, in trust at all times, he uses that to impact those around us. So keep perspective. Number two, in order to keep perspective in life, you must see your life as a stewardship for God, from God or for God. You must see your life as a stewardship from God. You are not your own. You have died to self. Christ is living in you. Do you understand that? You know, we talk about money. We're stewards of money. Like a lot of times when you go to church, they talk about tithing. The reminder is that it's none of it is ours. God has given us the ability to make money, right? I mean, we understand that. I'm healthy. I have a brain. Yeah, I've worked hard, but it was God who gave me the strength to work hard. And he opened doors that I see. Like, I think about getting into med school. I didn't even have great grades. And God allowed me to get into med school. Why? Because that was his plan for me. Now, in the same way, I can't wake up and go, oh, I'm a doctor now. All this money's mine. I'm going to spend it on whatever I want. No, it's God's money, and I use it for his glory. Now, I'm not talking about money here. I'm talking about our life as stewardship. Same principle. He's talking here, says, of which I became a minister according to the stewardship from God that was given to me for you. God had called Paul. Paul's life was a stewardship for God. He was allowing God to live through him. Everything given to us in life is a stewardship from God. A steward, just to frame it, is a slave who managed his master's household, supervising the other servants, dispensing resources, and handling business. I know we don't like to hear the concept of slavery, but Paul often talked about himself as being a slave of Christ, a servant of Christ. And yes, we are sons and daughters of Christ. And yes, we are friends of Jesus, but we're also slaves serving our master in the best way possible, by the way, not in a harsh way, because we have an amazing Lord and Savior who also has called us his friends. This is awesome and complicated and a mystery, but good. Every opportunity you've been given can be used for God's glory and kingdom. Can you remember that today? Keep perspective as you think about your life as a stewardship for God. Every opportunity, whatever job you're in right now, whatever circumstance you're in, maybe you're not working and you're at home, everything that we are doing has been given to us by God and can be used for his glory and his kingdom. All believers are responsible to manage our abilities and our resources unto God and for his glory that he's given us. And then thirdly, in order to keep perspective in life, you must continue to spread the word of God. Something amazing happens when you make your life an intentional focus on spreading the word, of which I became a minister according to the stewardship, he says, to make the word of God fully known, the mystery hidden for ages and generations, but now revealed to the saints. If you spend your life seeing that you are a vessel by God, an instrument to share Christ and his goodness and who he is to others, it makes everything you're doing make sense. It gives you perspective, it gives you focus, it gives you energy, it gives you perseverance. We are the ones who are given the gift, the privilege of revealing the mystery of God to others. We are the ones God is using to spread his words to others. Are you doing that today? An easy way to do that is to share this podcast with others. Let God influence them through his word as you just point to send them other podcasts, send them books. Do what you need to do. If you don't have the words to do it, let other people do it for you. In the meantime, know that it is an awesome thing to be a Christian follower of Jesus Christ. I'd love to hear from you and pray for you. I'm at lena@livingwithbar.org. Y'all have a great day. Take care.